Hey folks, Drew Zagorski here, and welcome to Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber, your go-to source for all you need to know about what's happening in the business and local communities right here in Kalispell in the Flathead Valley. We've all heard it over the last several years. No one wants to work. We've seen reduced business hours when shopping or dining, heard about low unemployment rates, and with all the people who've moved into Flathead County over the past few years, we're wondering why it isn't impacting the employment rate more than it is, and what's being done to address the area's employment needs. We'll take a deeper dive into this and more with our local expert, Laura Gardner, manager of Job Service Kalispell. Laura's been employed by the Department of Labor at Job Service Kalispell for 40 years. She has extensive experience in workforce and career development, veteran and disability services, business support, and reemployment and retraining programs and services. She's a fourth-generation Flathead Valley native with three grown kids, two of which still call the Flathead home, and she has the cutest granddaughter in the whole wide world. So listen in for a minute as we hear about our sponsors, and then I'll be back with my conversation with Laura Gardner of Job Service Kalispell. Have you checked out WorkforceFlathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos, perfect for students and job seekers, to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today. If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054 or go to kalispellchamber.com. So, Laura Gardner, thank you so much for joining me today for this conversation and giving us a bigger picture of what you guys do at Job Service Kalispell. What is Job Service? What do you do? And who do you work with?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Drew. Appreciate that. Job Service is part of the state of Montana Department of Labor and Industry, and we have 17 locations across the state. And basically, we help job seekers and employers with a broad scope of services that we personalize to your specific situation. For job seekers who are looking for employment, we help them with their job searching, resume, mock interview, career paths. We can help upskill them for better employment or even navigate through a period of unemployment. And we also offer specialized services to veterans and help them translate their military experience into civilian employment and then connect them with veteran benefits across the state. For employers, we offer resources on hiring and recruiting, helping them to retain those valuable employees. We can share their hiring needs on our social media, ask or answer human resource questions, provide tools. We also can give guidance on employment law, such as like overtime, wage and hour, human rights. We have connections with labor market information, and we also have free labor law posters, so employers don't have to pay for them. They can come to us for those free posters. We also look for ways to connect businesses to the untapped labor force, and then can refer them to our partner agencies like Montana West Economic Development, Montana Manufacturing Extension Center, Small Business Administration, Chamber, the Flathead Valley Community College, and so much more. And we also help navigate businesses through times when they may have to reduce labor force or go through layoffs and help them with some of those issues and intricacies. And basically, you know, whenever a business has a question, they don't know where to turn, who to ask, they can come to us and we'll hopefully find them the resources that they need. Our goal is just to basically support businesses and workforce in Kalispell and across all of Montana.
So, you know, you talked about unemployment, and anybody who's ever owned a business knows that it's never a straight line. There's a roller coaster, right? And particularly here in the Flathead, because we've got a lot of diverse industries, but one of those is tourism, which leads to peaks and valleys with seasonal employment and that sort of thing. So what impact does that have on the Flathead as opposed to other areas of the state?
Well, Flathead County does have more seasonality to employment than the statewide average. We are about 4,800 jobs more in July than in January, which is the seasonal low. And that's been for the last 10 years, we've been able to see that, which comes to about 10.8% of the average annual employment for the county compared to Montana at 4.8%. Wow. But that being said, the Flathead has something to offer every season. We have folks that we help all the time that work to ski in the winter and then do outdoor recreation jobs in the summer. We know that college students from all over the world make Glacier Park and Whitefish through Whitefish their summer break destination, and they get to have fun all summer long, make a little money, and some of them even get housing provided while they're here. And we also know that our shoulder seasons in the spring and the fall are getting busier every year. So even though the number of jobs go down in the winter months, and we know the unemployment rate goes up because of those seasonal tourism, forestry, construction, hospitality slowdown, people find a way to adapt and enjoy everything that the Flathead has to offer.
And there's a lot. Now, you know, anybody who's lived here for a period of time has recognized the fact that the population is expanding rapidly in the area. And what are the pros and cons, the positives and negatives of that impact on the workforce?
Well, we know that Flathead County has the highest rate of in-migration of any county in Montana since 2020. We had over 9,100 more people in the county than left from 2020 to 2022, which is about 8.1% of the population compared to the state, which was 3.8% over that same period. As of June, we know there were over 55,000 people either employed or actively working, looking for work in the county, which is a record high. That's the highest we've had. And all that population growth has translated to a growth in our labor force, which is a good thing because that helps employers who are trying to find workers. And we know that people are moving here for a better quality of life and to enjoy the beautiful scenery and all that great outdoor recreation that we have. But we do know that most of the people moving into the Flathead are participating in the labor force, with about 65% of them are either employed or actively seeking work, which is higher than the labor force participation rate of our existing residents. And we also know that the newcomers are younger than the statewide average, with only about 9% of them being over the age of 65, which hopefully will help slow down our Montana's aging population. So this population growth is great for businesses who can't find workers, but has also led to a number of workforce issues like lack of housing and lack of childcare and all those things that our community is working on trying to find solutions to do for them.
Now, you just mentioned a really interesting group of people in your last response. Those people aged 65 and over. And that is a demographic that I think is going to continue to grow, even though there are a lot of young people coming in. How does this segment of the population play into the overall employment picture for us? And what are the ramifications of these different demographics, and in particular, this one 65 plus?
Well, we do know that the baby boomers retiring has been the biggest strain on our available workers, and we had been predicting this for the last 20 years. Because the baby boomers are such a big group, we knew that the two generations behind them were not big enough to fill that gap when they started leaving. But we also know that there's four primary reasons that people say that they're why they're not engaging in the labor force, which is the retirement, those baby boomers, also illness and disability, or they're attending school, or family care, which is like 96% of the reasons people say they're not working or looking for work. So when we say, and we hear still hear, nobody wants to work these days, that's just really a rumor, because with these low unemployment rates, people that are able to work are working. So what we're seeing is more retirees coming back into the labor force. Cost of living, inflation, all of those things have made it harder for them to live on a fixed income. But we also know when they come back into the labor force, the biggest thing they're looking for is flexibility. They don't want to work a Monday through Friday, 40-hour a week job. They want flexibility. They want part-time.
I think some of that group probably maybe have physical limitations that require that.
Could be. A lot of them are still in prime health. And we also know that group is has a lot of strong attributes to give to the workforce. They have a great knowledge. They're mature. They show up to work every day. They're on time. All of those good work ethics that generation
bing,
brings.
Bing, bing.
So the more flexible employers can be to entice those people to their business, that will give them a wider pool of applicants to choose from.
And I mean, just tapping into all of that wisdom and life experience.
Exactly.
There was I listened to a guy by the name of Michael Smirkanish. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He's got a show on Sirius Radio Monday through Friday. And they were talking about this issue about the different demographics in our community, and in communities where there's a lot of connection and a lot of interaction between the different age groups, people tend to be more successful.
Exactly. And we do have a local group here, our retiree workforce group, that is working on trying to find ways to get retirees back into the workforce. So we work with My Glacier Village, the Kalispell Chamber, Flathead Valley Community College. We've had some seminars to actually bring retirees in. This spring, we had a panel of employers talk to them about, you know, here's the things we offer and the flexibility we give. So we're always looking for ways to assist those retirees into coming back into the workforce and helping it not seem so scary for them to take that step.
So Laura, as the workforce demographics shift and change, how does it affect employers in terms of unemployment numbers, higher wages? You talked about the flexible work schedule and those types of things. Is there anything else we need to know about how these shifts are impacting us?
Well, we know that the unemployment rate in Flathead County right now is 2.9%. Over the decade prior, Flathead County unemployment was at 5.3%. And we also know that anything below a 3% shows a very tight labor market, and employers have been experiencing that for the last couple years. We know that employment has been growing twice as fast in the Flathead County since 2020 than in the decade prior to the pandemic, and that employment grew by 5.2% or 2,450 jobs per year. So the Flathead County unemployment rate is on pace to continue that growth this year, 2023, adding probably around 3,400 jobs since the start of the year. So still going gangbusters in creating jobs and the jobs that are available out there. But we know that we're still experiencing that workforce shortage. Mm-hmm. And that for every job opening, for every two job openings, and this is a statewide number, for every two job openings, there's one unemployed person for that. So It really is a job seeker's market out there. So employers still need to continue to look for creative ways to attract and then keep those workers. We know that this shortage has helped increase the wages, which is a good thing for the workers, especially when our cost of living continues to go up. Yeah. We had 20% increase in wages since 2021. But we also know that for the workers, it's not just about the wages. Workers are looking for things like a great work culture. They want to have fun at work. They want that flexibility. If employers can provide creative benefits like childcare or housing stipends or different options or sign-on and retention bonuses. And then a big one is, you know, investing in your current employees by upskilling and training and doing talent development for them. So, you know, we're super blessed in our community to have the Flathead Valley Community College. They're always looking for ways to meet employers' training needs. There's things like the apprenticeship program and on-the-job training. Also, employers that could consider looking at having interns. And of course, the summer jobs program that wrapped up this summer are a few programs that can help employers to try and get workers, invest in employees, and get some skills out there.
Okay. Now, speaking of all these things, there's a job fair taking place on September 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Trade Building. What can you tell us about that event and how are you helping to connect the workforce with employers and vice versa?
Right. We have been having a spring and fall job fair every year for the last number of years. And basically what we're trying to do is provide a way to help employers and job seekers connect. And this job fair in the fall also has a veteran opportunity component to it. So it will be at the Fairgrounds Trade Center building. We're hoping to have probably over 75 employers and then veteran service providers on top of that. And then hundreds of job seekers coming to visit with those employers. So this year we're doing it a little later. We listened to employers' input and they said they wanted to be able to do it later to accommodate people who can't make it during the day because of school or jobs or childcare. So we're actually going until 7 p.m. this year from 2 to 7. So hopefully we'll be able to catch those folks that might not be able to get there during the day. Right. And basically, anybody that's looking for a job or maybe just additional hours or wanting a change, or maybe it's just curious to see what employers are out there in our valley, really need to come and check out the fall job fair. And then the veterans in our community should certainly come visit with the veteran service providers there and find out about what veteran benefits that they might be eligible for that they don't even know about.
Right, right. So important. You know, we do everything we can to give back to those people who put the uniform on for us. So I really dig that part of the whole deal. So anything else you'd like to share about the work that you're doing there at Job Service Kalispell?
Well, I know that, you know, there's never been a better time to be in business in the Flathead Valley than right now. With our diverse and robust economy, it depends on every single business and every industry. And we've been blessed to be able to diversify our industry and our workforce mix. So that really helps us to have that healthy economy and allow us to better weather economic downturns and to capitalize on the times of economic expansion, like what we're going through right now. So appreciate all of our businesses and all they do to provide for the workers in our valley.
And how can employers or prospective employees reach out to you?
Well, we're located in the heart of downtown Kalispell at 427 First Avenue East, and they can stop by or call us anytime. Our phone number is 758-6200. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And on Wednesdays, we're open from 11 to 5. So drop in, call, email us. Encourage you to check out our Facebook page at Job Service Kalispell. We post a lot of employer opportunities out there.
Okay. And the website?
The website for us is montanaworks.gov.
Okay.
And you can locate the job service through that. It's our statewide website. And then our Facebook page is Job Service Kalispell.
Okay. We'll put links to those in the episode notes. So perfect. I want to have a little fun and shift gears before we wrap up here. We had a conversation and you mentioned one of your favorite places to go to in the area was a place called the DeSoto Grill, but you also talked about one of the reasons you liked that was the history of it. And you mentioned that your great grandmother came to the area in the late 1880s. My wife and I, coincidentally, are way into 1883, the Yellowstone prequel. Did your grandmother come out with the Duttons?
My grandmother, Eliza Wells, came up the riverboats that they had at that time and landed in DeMyersville in 1887. So I'm not sure if she was with the Duttons or not. I kind of doubt
she,
it.
She might have been a little bit sketchier than you remember if she was. Let's just put it that way.
I too love the history of our valley. I graduated eighth grade from DeMyersville School, which DeMyersville was the original town site before Kalispell even existed.
Right. So what about the DeSoto Grill? And you talked about how the history of the place.
Right. So when my grandpa was alive and I would drive through town with him, he would point out things to me like, oh, over there is where the teepees used to be. And over there is the blacksmith shop. So when I go into DeSoto Grill, they have great food. I love their purple salad. But I also love the history, and it always reminds me of my grandpa Hemmer because he used to talk about the blacksmith shop when he was alive.
Okay. And we'll put a link to the DeSoto Grill in the episode notes as well, so folks can get a feel for what you're talking about. Laura, I really want to thank you so much for your time and sharing the important work you do at Job Service Kalispell and the work you're doing in the community and with employers and in potential employees and making sure that you're able to help do everything you can to keep our economy robust here. So really appreciate that and giving us some time today. And thanks to all our listeners as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast that discovered Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topic and about the podcast in general. You can listen at kalispellchamber.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can reach us at the contact page at kalispellchamber.com or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kalispell Chamber. And folks, don't forget, if you're looking for a new opportunity or a change of careers, September 26th, the job fair from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Trade Building. Hope you join us next time on Venture Boldly. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. She's Laura Gardner of Job Service Kalispell. Venture Boldly, friends. Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.